You're listening to Monday Morning Live, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Monday Morning Live, the podcast, and Monday Morning Live, the Facebook feed.
Take two.
We started, we had some technical difficulties, so we're back at it again. I attended a webinar, or actually a live stream by Facebook, the company itself, and it was an hour and a half late because they had technical difficulties. So I don't feel so bad about us having
no one is immune.
That's right. So I'm Matt Bach, Director of Communications of the Michigan Municipal League. This is Chris Hackbarth, I can say that, Director of State Affairs and State Federal Affairs for the league.
Monday.
Happy New Year. I got you this time. You
said Happy New Year. Thank you, Matt.
So let's talk a little bit about this month, January. It's kind of a big month. Everybody was kind of on break, and now everybody comes back ready to go. Tell us about some of the highlights happening this month with the budget and the governor and things happening in Lansing.
It is a big month. I mean, we've got the legislature will be coming back from their Christmas recess this week. They've been off since just before Christmas. We'll come back in. But a lot of the action, their official first day, but a lot of the action really won't kick up until the governor does her State of the State later in the month. This week, we've got the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference.
Yes.
That'll be followed by the governor's State of State towards the end of the month. Right after that, usually the first week of February, we'll have the budget presentation for the upcoming fiscal year. So we just got out of the last one.
Yeah.
We'll jump right into the next one.
Never stops.
And they'll run with those budgets then, once the governor does her presentation, February, March, all the way up until the spring break, which is end of March, beginning of April. They'll really be working hard on kind of getting that first impression of the governor's budget together. So that's really what we're facing the next few months.
So what's it like for you guys as a legislative team this month? You know, I'm assuming there's going to be new bills coming. What kind of stuff are you working on, behind the scenes kind of thing, or maybe not behind the scenes kind of things?
So, the legislature runs in 2-year cycles.
Yeah.
So we're at the midway point of this cycle. So all the bills that have been introduced up until now, all the work that's been done could culminate in new bills. So everything is still kind of live. So we've been working on a number of things. There's a couple of bills that you've seen, hopefully, on our Inside 208 blog, legislative blog, on the league's webpage, talking about basement backup liability for communities and stormwater authorities. So we're working on that legislation, getting that ready, restoring the state's historic tax credit.
Okay.
That's something that we had an initial hearing right before the break. We're hoping to get more hearings on that. And then just a lot of the work that we've been doing to kind of get bills in position, working on some of those things. Hopefully you'll see over the course of the next month a number of new bills from us. The governor, we expect she's going to come back with a different approach on roads.
Okay, yeah, my next question was going to be, what's going on with roads?
So, 45 cents, I think everybody's, finally at the point where they go, okay, 45 cents isn't going to work for a gas tax increase. What's next?
Right.
So everybody's going to be looking at the governor to present a new road plan. And both leaders in the House and the Senate appear to have that at the top of their list as well.
So you would think they could all get together and figure it out, but...
But it's also an election year this year.
Ah, yes.
So everybody's going to be hypersensitive to increasing taxes,
right,
or any revenue in an election year. So certainly the window to do anything is going to be very short before their filing deadlines.
Okay.
Then you'll have those items that the governor had on her list from last year that didn't get done. So you talk about a lot of the education issues that are out there. Any of those other big things that didn't get done. You still have some funding issues from last year that haven't been restored yet.
Okay.
Even though they did a big supplemental right before they broke, there's still...
You mentioned in the previous edition of this conversation, you said the Pure Michigan funding had been cut, so that was something that's still kind of out there?
That's still out there, yep. There's no new funding in this budget for it, but they've been relying on some existing dollars to keep that going. And then there's just other programs. You've got a lot of other pressures that are coming in on the budget, so how are they going to be able to manage that and accommodate some of these new priorities that the governor and the legislature will want to take care of.
Okay. One of the things we talk about a lot here is just the importance of our members, contacting the legislators, and, follow the Inside 208 blog, which we have. One of the good ways to stay in contact with the legislators is going to be during our Capitol Conference, which is coming up March 24th and 25th. Yep. And we got some big sessions planned there. We have the Lieutenant Governor coming.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit some of the highlights, and we have a legislative breakfast where the members can meet firsthand with some of their lawmakers. Tell us a little bit about the Capitol Conference And, oh, I should mention that registration for Capital Conference started today.
That's right.
So people can start registering right now. And to get the room, the hotel room block rate, you have to register first, and you get a special code, and then you can get the hotel at a discounted rate. So that's a big deal today.
Yeah.
So go tell us about the conference.
So we'll be having our normal conversations just about kind of what's going on in the legislature. We'll do our normal update at the conference. The Lieutenant Governor's going to highlight talking about his kind of urban tour that he's taken this last year and kind of listening tour around the state to different communities.
Yeah.
What's he hearing about priorities for Michigan's municipalities and our communities?
Because his session is going to be is titled Building and Supporting Thriving Cities. So the whole city placemaking concept seems like it's something pretty close to him and his platform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've had a really good working relationship with the Lieutenant Governor so far over the last year. So, you know, we're looking forward to hearing what he has to say and what he's learned from the places he's visited. We'll be doing our open office hours again.
Okay, so what is that?
On the first day of the conference, we invite in all of the various state departments and bureaus and agencies within those departments that have direct interaction with our members.
Okay, state agencies like MISHDA, MEDC, you know, things
Treasury,
like that.
Treasury, Eagle, the old DEQ, DNR. And they talk about, you know, they're there then for our members to interact with directly and talk about programs and new legislation, grant opportunities, just answer questions from them.
Okay.
So it's a good opportunity for members to interface directly instead of through email or phone with someone at a state department they may have never met.
Right. And plus, they probably maybe have contacted them by phone or email before and then put a face with a name is always
Absolutely.
Nice.
Okay. Absolutely. We'll have our legislative breakfast on the Wednesday. It's always a highlight for our members. And, you know, while we're in Lansing, we've got 300, 400, 500 league members in Lansing. We want them to interact with their legislators as much as possible. Show them the power of their voice, their collective voice that they have.
Okay.
And so that's important for us to show that to the legislators. So that's a big big event as well.
Good. Any of the other big things you should want to mention before I switch you out and bring in our next guest?
No, I think, like I said, this will be a big year. The timing of the conference is good, too, because we'll be moving into the real meat of the budget debate. So our members being in town at that time when the legislature's getting ready to do their work will be really important to talk about revenue sharing and other parts of the budget that are important to our members.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, thank you, Chris, for joining us, and I appreciate everything that you guys do. So I did want to mention the Capital Conference is March 24th and March 25th. We'll have the Lieutenant Governor there. We're also going to be talking about kind of the concept of opportunity zones. The league's Tony Mangini is going to be talking about community resiliency, community wealth, and our ongoing Save My City effort. And talk about the opportunity zones concept, I brought in Shanna Dreheim. Here are, I don't know what your title is. I should know. Policy director?
Policy director.
Does that work?
Easiest way to go. Yeah.
So Shanna's working on a number of different things for us in the area of opportunity zones. But you're also we're halfway through a series of policy forums that we've been doing. We did two policy forums. We have two more coming up. Tell us a little bit about that journey and kind of how it's kind of led us into the whole opportunity zones discussion.
Sure. Yeah, we are about halfway through a series of our policy forums, which we set out to do to provide some time and some space for, we're starting with a small group of our members, and maybe we'll expand as we go, to really think about very future city-oriented things, things that in our daily job we just don't get a chance to think of that much.
Yeah.
So our very first one was last October, and it was really focused on setting the stage, kind of what are some of the large economic and demographic changes that we can expect in the next, and this is a really long-term horizon we're looking at.
And we brought in like an actual futurist.
We
I didn't
did.
Know that was a thing.
That's a job title. Yep, we brought in a futurist, and we brought in some folks who talked about sort of the future workforce and what that's looking like, and it was a really great session. And then we followed it in December in Ann Arbor with a session that was looking at technology change. So what is coming down the pike, and how do we as communities prepare for that and think about that and make our brain more sort of nimble and able to think about what the policy implications are, what, you know, the infrastructure investment decisions we need to make. And we had some great conversation there, too. We kicked it off with Lily Schaup from Lyft, who talked about sort of some of the future of technology and transportation and
Yeah, we talk about like automated vehicles yep. and on that, how that would shape the whole cities and change everything.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so we kind of covered a big gamut there. And then our next one is coming up in February, mid-February, okay. and that will be in Grand Rapids. And this one is focused on climate change.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And we're in the process of finalizing that agenda, but I'm really excited about this one as well and kind of looking at what is projected for our region, the Great Lakes region.
Right.
There have been some recent reports by the best and the brightest scientists in this world. And so there's some regional forecasts there we're going to cover. We're going to have a woman named Dr. Victoria Herman come, and she is with the Arctic Institute. She was a National Geographic Explorer for many years.
Oh, wow. Cool.
She's going to kind of just talk about some of the stories. She has a storytelling project she's done around the world, hearing from communities about how climate is affecting them and what they're doing to plan for that, and several other really great speakers. So the idea is really to get our members thinking about these things. I think we're looking at them in the very short term. Sort of, we're having flooding, we're having, you know, more heat, less snow. So what are we doing on that? And how are we creating systems that are going to help us adapt?
Right.
What do we do if, you know, climate migration really kicks in and we suddenly have a lot more people living in this state? So I think it's going to be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've had more media calls recently on the high lake levels of the Great Lakes.
Yep.
And that's been a thing that some people are tying to climate change. And last night I watched the Golden Globes and everyone was talking about the wildfires.
I know, right. Absolutely. So, I mean, it's certainly on our mind. There was a report locally here the other day about a house that just fell right into Lake Michigan the other day. Climate and, you know, erosion and lake levels. I mean, these are real property and life situations, right?
And a lot of our member communities, our shoreline communities in particular, are dealing with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So so how does that kind of go into the whole opportunity zone discussion? Maybe back up a second, what is opportunity zones?
Sure.
And how is the league involved with that?
So opportunity zones are actually a federal designation. It was part of a tax law that was passed in 2017, and it basically designated certain zones within communities, distressed communities, that are eligible for investors to make investments of capital gains and projects in there, and they can defer their capital gains tax.
So some tax benefit to
them.
There's
a tax benefit to them, and so, you know, they can go in and do projects of any type there. There's some criteria around that. And the way, and there are many, many designated across our communities here in Michigan. And our work in that has really been trying to help our communities think about how can you best present yourself and work with potential investors to get the types of capital investment that is beneficial to your community, that might build community wealth versus, say, you know, you have someone who's just trying to sink their money and avoid capital gains tax. And so, you know, they put it into a server farm that employs two people and really isn't bringing a whole lot of benefit for your community. Not that that's always going to be the wrong choice, but there are other types of investment that actually might fit more with communities' long-term goals. Michigan is actually really ahead of the curve on this because we have redevelopment-ready communities.
Yeah.
And so many of our communities have already kind of laid out these plans in some of these distressed areas.
So those
areas.
Two programs are kind of tied together.
That we're really trying to make them be tied together. So we're saying to communities, you've done this work, and for those that are in the process of that and those that are just starting that, how can you, you know, kind of put forward your best foot and really get the type of investment you want to see? Benefits the investor, benefits the community.
Yeah.
So
it's a chance for our communities, particularly if they have blighted areas or areas that have kind of struggled over the years, a really chance to turn those areas around and turn around their whole city.
Absolutely. It could be, you know, project-based, could be multiple projects and, you know, and potentially see some investment, some job creation. That's what the act was intended for.
Yeah.
And we just want to see it leveraged and used in the best way. So it is really
a good tool. There has been some negative pushback on the concept. And I think we're out there trying to let people know, you know, yes, there has been some issues, but at the same time, it's a really some positive things that can come from it.
Correct. I mean, not to use a play on the words, but it could be an opportunity. There has been some negative pushback. There's been some ways, I think, that it's been utilized, you know, that are less than ideal. and, you know, from our perspective, we're just saying this is here. It's federal law. It's already out there.
You guys will be using it. It's available.
So communities can either just have this happen to them, or they can be more proactive and say, how can we really try to, you know, take advantage of this and leverage this and forge some good relationship with, you know, with investors who might want to see more robust and community wealth building type activities.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Well, Shannon, I appreciate you joining us today. Any
other
big
things
you guys are working on that you should mention?
Well, I think, you know, we're continuing all that work on the redevelopment ready communities and how that fits in with Opportunity Zone. So I think, you know, we're trying to really get out and help our communities one-on-one as much as we can. So we're pretty excited about continuing that throughout the year. And like I said, the policy forums are taking up a lot of great attention. So great. We look forward to reporting out on the results of that and sharing some of the presentations with the broader membership. So, yeah.
We'll look forward to seeing that, too. So thank you, Shanna. Thanks. You can see here, just thank you for joining us here on Monday Morning Live. Absolutely. We do have a couple other quick notes. I did mention that our Capital Conference registration officially launched today, January 6th. So you can sign up if you want to get the hotel or host hotel discounted rate. You do need to register for a Capital Conference first, then you get a code, and then you can get the hotel rate. So please do that. We have a couple other events coming up. We have an advance and core weekender in Frankenmuth at the end of February, 28th to 29th. That's a weekender event, we call that. So we have a lot of great things coming up. So, and then we have, of course, our convention is going to be on Mackinac Island this year in September, October.
Fun. So, lots to look forward to this year.
Yeah, going to be a good year. Thank you.
Thanks.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.